My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Guns it. Caught. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Get some hey, man ale in your life. Guy hit me up today, Mike. He goes, man, I can't find a watermelon lime. Well, it's popular. What do you want us to do? It's everywhere. I mean, listen, we got a new shipment coming out. It'll be in one of the stores near you, package store, Publix or somewhere. But I hear you. So get your hands on some watermelon lime, man, or some hey, man, ale.
My neighbor, Penny, and her lovely husband, Jarvis, she just told me that I don't want to misspeak, but it's the Bowling Alley in Noonan.
Okay.
And if you're looking for quality beer, you think of the Bowling Alley in Noonan.
Absolutely. But
Junction Lanes apparently has got the watermelon lime on draft.
That's perfect.
So our guys are sucking it down, and they're rolling 300s, Carl, ever since they switched to our
beer. It's the only thing that's going to happen, man. Hey, this hour is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Speaking of hey, man, our beer, we will be out at Taco Mac Marietta tomorrow. So come on out and join us, Dallas Highway, out there having a good time. You want to know from us what we know about what happened at practice today. All right, Mike, before we get into the particulars, I'm going to let you hear some cuts from Raheem Morris as well. Bijan Robinson stopped by the show in the 2 o'clock hour. Let you hear him coming up in about 10 minutes. But you said one of the things today was Calais Campbell, who obviously played with us last year. Terrific human being, man. He's a guy you want to cheer for. A lot of people thought he was coming back. I never did, Mike. I thought they were going to go younger and more athletic, and they did. But Calais Campbell is still playing, and he's with the Dolphins now.
Yeah, and he was talking about the Falcons. I know D-Led's got that video, and he was saying that some good things about what this team looks like, the new-look Falcons. A lot of the roster has certainly changed from the time he was here last season. He's led co-leader of sacks along with Bud Dupree.
Yeah, new defensive coordinator, obviously, and Jimmy Lake, and a lot of new faces. Today, guys, just the gist of it, all right? Here's the deal. From what we're hearing, good day for the Falcons. Clark Phillips had a good day. He had a pick. Michael Penix is working with the twos. Covering Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle was one of the reasons they went down there. They want to see how they fare against two of the best wide receivers in the league. Mike Hughes, and we've spent a lot of time on this.
Right.
Who's going to be that second corner opposite of A.J. Terrell? Well, I'm not surprised, but he'll beat Hughes over the top on a big play today.
Look, it's the best wide receiver, the athlete that the NFL players consider the number one guy.
Yep.
You are my number one guy. So Tariq Hill beats him. Now, we don't know if the safety was late in the rotation
Correct.
Or whatever, but either way, we're a little concerned. That's why there's other guys that are better that are out there, but they still like who they've got. Clark Phillips makes a nice adjustment on the ball mid-flight. I presume that was Tua that made that throw, and he comes up with the pick. But, yeah, Hughes gets beat, so that's something that, you know, Hughes gets beat by Tyreek Hill. Don't know the circumstances. But, yeah, He got burned. A lot of guys get burned by Tariq Hill.
The good news is, and I think this is the best news for me all day, was Falcons offensive line held up against the D-line. We're talking about the Dolphins. And if you're going to run the football effectively, and Mike, you've got to protect Kirk Cousins, right, then those are the things you want to hear. Just a few news notes. And Braylon Trice, by the way, he was ill, so he did not. He made the trip, but he did not participate. We expect he'll participate tomorrow down there in Miami. Let's hear from Raheem Morris, because before practice started today, he was asked about his relationship with Mike McDaniel, the Dolphins head coach.
It's awesome, you know, being with Mike for all those years here in Atlanta and having the ability to grow with him. I remember moving over to offense. He was one of the people that was a part instrumental in, like, teaching me the offense and what we did with Kyle Shanahan and some of those things. So that was a really good experience. And we go way back to Washington days. And, I mean, it's just so much history there between us. And that's like my little brother. He's one of those guys I talk about all the time. And
yeah, man. Coach Brah was here initially as a, you know, offensive quality coordinator, all that stuff. Then he was an offensive assistant with Shanahan. As you mentioned, he alluded to the Shanahan time with the then Redskins. So he makes it out there to San Fran. Of course, the Coach Brah has been the head coach. A lot of pressure on him to fire up the offense. But yeah, they got a relationship, so they get to work on some of the things. I think both, you know, he'll say, the coaches have to say, we want to focus on this. Let's do some of this and that. We apparently ran the ball well, even from some of the Dolphin fan sites I'm looking at, says they like to at least look, gave us an edge in the trenches, which is something you and I have been talking about all offseason.
Well, wait until you hear Bijan talk about whether or not he got in the end zone. That's coming up here in just a little bit. Raheem was talking about facing the Dolphins wide receivers, and we just talked about Mike Hughes and, you know, Clark Phillips. These guys, the thing I like about Clark Phillips, and again, nothing you're going to do about his size, okay?
He's tough as nails.
And he's a playmaker.
Right.
He is a guy that is a ball hawk. He was that in college. It's why he was who he was at Utah. But this is Raheem Morris talking about facing those wide receivers.
That's the reason you come down here. You know, anytime you would get a chance to get that different competition and be a chance to go against guys like Tyreek Hill and Waddle and all the different guys they got. You know, you can go through the list of names. This is the team that competed in the Olympics the other day in a 4x1. So to get out here and to be able to cover those things and go through some of the details, you know, and you learn through the adversity that you put your team through. And these are one of the adverse situations you'll be able to put them in.
Yeah, and they seem to look, again, there'll be some good and some bad when you're going up with guys that caliber, but that's why it's great that we get this. Now, the only drawback is the fans won't get to see any of this stuff on Friday night.
Yep.
As far as, you know, our ones going up against their ones, because no one's going to play their guys, for the most part, in the NFL in the first week of the preseason.
No. And that's why this work is so critical. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is our Falcon Report, guys, and you can find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL, I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes, and this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game, and you can always text us at 404-726-0929 as we talk about day one of practice down there. Again, they'll practice again tomorrow, Thursday. It's the Falcons by themselves, and then Friday will be the first preseason game. Our coverage begins at 5 o'clock. Mike, one of the things you've been asking is, where's this pressure going to come from? And Raheem Morris was asked today before practice about what happened in L.A. How did you guys develop a successful pass rush in L.A.? Listen to this.
All at different times. You know, for Kobe, it was almost right away. You were almost scared to admit it for Kobe because it happened so early. It happened in, like, OTA days. And you're, like, always scared to overjudge upfront person. And we were thinking, man, this guy's got the mental capacity. If he can hold up once we get to camp, it'd feel really good. For BY and some of those guys, it happened a little bit later. BY, I remember, believe it or not, it was in a joint practice versus Denver. And he really came to life in those practices. And then he followed up with another one versus LA, whichever way those things went. I forget was exactly which way, but it was a joint practice when he came to life. And like those younger guys, particularly up front, when they got into these joint practices, really stepped out of their bunks, of their comfort zones, and really showed us what they were possibly capable of doing. And it was fun.
Yeah, and that's why you and I spent so much time pre-draft and looking at the Rams draft picks in 2023 that Raheem Morris was obviously a part of the combine scouting and talking with the Rams scouting department. BY is Byron Young. You know, Tennessee fans know him. Kobe's Kobe Turner out of Wake Forest. Both those guys got after it, and they really competed and had a ton of sacks and were super impactful. Of course, they got one of the best, you know, defensive players ever in Aaron Donald with them. So then you look at Rook, Braylon Trice, who, by the way, is ill, so it must be a stomach thing or whatever. He's not participating just yet. Brandon Dorlus, J.D. Bertrand, you heard on Andy Randy. Can any of those guys that we took in the mid-rounds compete the way those guys did? If the evaluation was similar with Ra involved, I like that.
I do think they went and got a bunch of guys. I'm talking about the guys we drafted this year who fit that makeup. Now, are they players?
Right.
He just told you. One guy, you kind of felt like, okay, he's going to be a player. The other guy, it took a minute, but then they realized, okay, yeah, I think we're in that process right now, Mike. Maybe you find that out this week.
Right, because some guys, they turn it on when it's real competition. Some guys have a hard time. We've heard about that. Some guys, conversely, look great when they're in shorts and then, you know, kind of wimp out when they're putting the pads on. Today was one of those days where after you finally, you know, you finally get to hit somebody else, there was a defensive player that knocked.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Down Drake London, and next thing you know, we got a Donnybrook. It was shenanigans. So, I mean, look, it's just a nice old school kind of scrimmage fracas. Ethan Bonner and Drake London start scrapping, and then everybody comes out and gets on the field, and they're all messing with each other, which, again, team building exercise, Carl. Like to see a little fight, right?
I just want to see, and not that one scuffle equates to this, but I do think your team needs to have an edge.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to have an attitude about us. And you figure that out through one or two things. One, Mike, you punk people.
Right.
Or you do it through your play, meaning your offense is so dynamic, teams fear you. Your defense is so physical, teams fear you. It just depends on how it happens. But for me, I'm all about this. Like, we said this. And by the way, this doesn't surprise me. It was Drake and not somebody else. I know you guys think, like, Drake's cool and, right, you know, nice guy. Drake plays with an edge, man. He's got a little edge about him. And I like the fact that he plays the way he does. So it doesn't surprise me when we get word that, hey, he was the guy involved in this. And then his teammates said, hey, you know, they all bucked up and ran out there and said, what do you want to do?
Right.
But I just think that's my deal, Mike. As we head into the season, how do you create that edge that you need going into a season, a long season, where you're trying to win a division and get back to the playoffs.
Everybody, you know, is seeing these videos. You saw what happened with the Giants. You know, Malik Nabers starts a scrap by basically punking a guy in the Lions. And that really was something that was worthy of a scrap. But as D-Led reports, it was a pass to London. He threw down Ethan Bonner, and then apparently it was Bonner who, no, Elijah Campbell knocks London into Bonner, and then they start throwing down. Everybody gets involved, which was cool. And then later on, Calais Campbell, we listened to the audio. It was kind of crappy. It was a scrum audio, but basically Calais Campbell talking about a lot of friends over there on that side, a lot of good memories, connecting with everybody. Said that he says his team looks pretty solid, looks strong. Talks about some of the size and said, hey, you know, that's something to be expected when you get into a scrimmage like this and guys finally get to fire on another team.
No doubt. All right, guys, what do you think? What do you hope that, as we said yesterday, when they come out of this and the preseason game, we'll see some guys that, you know, again, are looking to try to make an impression. You know, some of them have made impressions at practice. We talked about some of the unnamed guys that we haven't necessarily paid attention to. Some of that will happen on Friday, but a lot of it's going on right now in these practices. When we come back, you'll hear from Bijan Robinson. He says he is ready. But why is he ready? What did he do differently this offseason? Find out coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We lost.
Right now, let's talk to Bijan Robinson.
Welcome.
From our Atlanta Falcons. He is down there in Miami. Of course, they had a great practice today. B, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing awesome, man. First of all, it's good to be back on here with y'all.
Appreciate you.
Here with you guys.
Appreciate you, man.
But, yeah, I'm doing great. You know, camp's been awesome. Today in Miami, you know, we had a great practice as a team, as an offense. So I'm just fired up, and we're just ready to go.
Hey, we were just asking about you, big man. 100%. How you feeling?
I feel great. You know, just those regular camp soreness that we all have. But you know, I think that we're doing a really good job, just keeping our bodies right. And Coach Morris has been like super good on just like, you know, giving us our bodies some time to heal so we can get back to practice and, you know, play our hardest, play our best. But yeah, man, I feel ready to go, man.
B, do you think he's managing you a little bit differently than the previous regime? Do you feel that way? And did you ask for any of it, or is it kind of Raheem's plan?
Yeah, I think it was more so like his plan. You know, he's big on, you know, playing fresh on Sundays and or whatever day that we play on. So, you know, with me, like, yeah, I'm at every practice. But some practices might, you know, have a couple of reps that, you know, I can just, you know, more so get mental reps than go out there physically. So, you know, it's been really well. And, you know, I love it because it gets my body, keeps my body fresh for every single practice, every single day. So I love it, man.
It is a Falcons first round pick. Bijan Robinson with us, guys, in the waitfor.com hotline down from South Florida. How's it going with Zach Robinson? You said at practice a few weeks back that he's kind of collaborative, taking feedback from you. Are you liking what he's doing offensively?
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. Even today, like going up against a different opponent, like just seeing that offense, you know, open up and explode in the run game, in the pass game, in the screen game. Like, man, there's just so many opportunities to take it, you know, all the way. And he's doing such a great job in, you know, making sure he knows every single player on his offense and all the strengths and weaknesses and, you know, attacking him at the highest level. So, you know, I think it's been, you know, he's been awesome, and I can't wait to see like what he does this year and what we all do this year with him.
Bijan Robinson joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Let's talk about your offseason, man, because I had heard that you were like working out constantly during the offseason. Like, you really didn't take a whole lot of time off. I only asked that question to say, did you hit a wall at the end of last year and you felt like you needed to be in, I don't know, better shape or whatever it was you were trying to acquire this offseason? And did you get to where you wanted to be?
Yeah, no, I did. I most definitely did. Obviously, like, I'm always the type to just put in work. And, you know, I've done some more cool things in the off season, like, you know, continue the mustard, just making that as big as it can get and having fun with that. And then even, like, doing some DJ stuff, doing some acting stuff. So I've been trying to, like, you know, do some fun things. But I gave myself, like, a month and a half or so, and then I just got back to work. It was weird, like, having all that time off. But I think it's always good to get my body back slowly, so I'll be ready for, you know, right now.
He's a Renaissance man, Carl. He is Bijan Robinson.
That's right.
And don't forget the don't forget the mustard too, man. Bijan mustard. He's got yes, the full resume here on Dukes and Bell.
Yep.
Hey man, we haven't had a chance to really talk to you on the radio. We've seen you at camp, but talk about Kirk Cousins. Talk about the leadership and the vibe since he got here.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's been awesome. You know, having Kirk here and you know just his experience. And you know all the great years that he's been playing, you know it's a big difference, you know, having a guy like that in the room and you know for this offense, just because you know just how smart he is and his leadership qualities and him even you know teaching me those leadership qualities as a young player, like he's been on it, and I appreciate him a lot for it, and you know I can't wait to you know go side by side with him on the field.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Speaking of screen game, man, I mean, I don't want to give anything away, but it seems like we've been running a little bit more of the screen game here. Is there that aspect of this offense that you feel like you're going to be more involved in, those quick hitters, whether it's screens or, you know, you're in the slot and you drop back two steps and you catch a pass and all of a sudden you're off to the races?
Yeah, man, I mean – I think it's always important for an offense to be a really good screen team. Mm-hmm. And for us, like, you know, we want to be all around, you know, really good on the running game, on the passing game. But when you can be a super effective screen team too and adding those screens in and, you know, keeping the defense on their toes, then it gets a lot harder to stop. And I think for us, like, we want to, you know, just continue to perfect that and continue to perfect, you know, just getting in that kind of space so we can have all that space to, you know, make you know, the God-given ability happen on the field. So, you know, I've been liking it a lot. And he, you know, Zach just knows how to incorporate that kind of game in all of us, and it's been fun.
It is Bijan Robinson with us, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. We talked earlier about Zach Robinson, Carl's point. How about the big man in charge? We knew Raheem from back in the day. It just seems like that's a dude that guys really want to run through a brick wall for. Talk about the coach and the vibe he's setting.
Man, I mean, you just said it. Like, you know, having him as a leader now has been amazing. And, you know, I think that, you know, just having, you know, Raheem and the positivity that he brings, like, not just for me, but for everybody on this team, you really do want to play all out for him. You want to, you know, give your best effort every single play, every single down, every single day you walk into the facility. You just want to give that all for him, just because he gives it all back to you. And you know, he it could be 5 a.m., it could be 9 p.m. I mean, he's the same way, never changes. And you know, I think that's a big thing for me, because I feel that. That's one of the leadership qualities that I have, is always being positive throughout the whole day and, you know, showing that. But he shows it and exudes it every single day, and I really appreciate him for that. And he's more like a big brother, a father figure. He's all the things, man. So, you know, it's already in effect, not just for me, but for the whole team.
So were you in that big fight today, man? Don't lie, Bijan. Come on. Did you run over there?
I ran over there. I had to protect my dog. I had to protect my dog.
So what happened? What happened? Drake got pushed? What happened? We weren't there to see it.
Yeah, it was just some competitive nature, man. I mean, Drake caught a ball across the middle, and one of their guys, you know, came and hit him after the whistle. So
yeah,
that triggered a.
It was dirty, wasn't it? It was dirty.
It was dirty. But we came at his aid real quick.
Right.
But it obviously is hot out there. Like, we're trying to get great plays, get great work. But you know, you gotta still keep it right on the field too.
Now we're gonna get a credit on Pro Football Talk. Bijan Robinson, it was a cheap shot in practice.
It was
exactly.
Right. Thanks.
Hey, tell me real quick the honey mustard, man. You're doing the honey mustard too, aren't you?
I am. That's coming a little, I think, around August, September, around there. Honey mustard and regular mustard.
Sweet.
So we're ready to drop that as soon as it's ready to go.
Carl, I think we need some synergy. What we do is we do beer brats with Hey Man Ale with Bijan Mustardson.
Yeah.
That's a team. That's a dream.
Very good.
No, and listen, it'd be delicious. We've done those beer brats with our beer. Hey, Bijan, let's talk about the room, man. I'm talking about the running back room. First of all, tell us what your relationship is with Tyler Allgeier. You guys coexist. You cheer each other on. You guys have a great relationship, but the room itself, now when you're talking about Avery Williams being back and healthy, right? Carlos Washington, Jace McClendon, right? All these guys are there. Talk about the room.
Yeah, man. I mean, first of all, like, you know, me and Tyler, like, we have the best relationship, man. I mean, that's my best friend, man. Like, you know, coming in every single day and knowing that you have another guy that you can just laugh with and that supports you through everything, and vice versa. Like, it's pretty awesome to have that kind of relationship with the with another guy that you compete with every day, that you want to get better, and, you know, just share that time with him. You know, me and him are as solid as it gets. And then even with Avery, you know, Carlos, Jace, like, those are all just really, really good dudes that just go out there and compete every single day. And, you know, they all have different skill sets, but it all fits in our room. And, you know, Coach Petrie does a really great job of, you know, getting us prepared, but then, you know, doing things that, you know, fit our game and drills. And he wants to, you know, we all have different games, so he wants to, you know, add some new things in the drills for all of us specifically. And it's been really fun to be with those guys. And, you know, Avery's the vet in the room now, so we'll joke on him all the time. But it's been a really fun, you know, fun time being with those guys.
You were the 8th overall pick last year. Michael Penix Jr., the 8th overall pick this year. Talk about Penix Jr. Is he soaking it up like a sponge? Are you being a big brother? I mean, you're not an OG yet, but are you helping the young guy?
Yeah, absolutely. Every single day. You know, me and him talk every day. And, you know, even Mike is a super great guy just to talk to and just to be teammates with. And, you know, with me and him, like, you know, I try to give him, you know, a little advice, even for the off-the-field things, like, know how to handle yourself the right way, you know how to just, you know, be the great guy that he is and never losing that confidence in himself. But, you know, I think he's adapting really well. He's having so much fun. And, you know, with him learning from, you know, a guy like Kirk, like, you know, he's going to be ready to go when his name is called. And I just have all the confidence in him that he's going to do, you know, the best that he can do for this team.
You had a chance to holler at Sark, man. I mean, you know, they got us rated high this year, Bijan. I mean, they're like top three. The Georgia goes to Austin this year. You know, Alabama, they cheated when they came down there a few years ago. You remember that, but never mind that. Have you talked to Sark?
Not for real.
I know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's Sark ready to go, man. Like, one thing about Sark is, you know, it doesn't matter what's going on, you know, in his life off the field. On the field, like he's always prepared and he's always ready to go when the time comes, when practice is going, you know, when he's on the field, like, you know, he's always locked in, you know, he's always creating new things, being in the visionary. So, like, you know, me and him obviously have a really good, really great relationship. And we talk a lot, but, you know, I'm just excited to see, you know, that new path that he's about to take, you know, for this team, because we did do really good last year. But, you know, I know that he's not trying to slow down at all for anything this year.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, man. Can't wait to the college football season, and obviously can't wait to you guys kick it off for real, man. Hey, have a great practice tomorrow. Did you get a touchdown today, man?
Yeah, man.
Did you get one in there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. All right, man. Yeah. B, appreciate you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Hey, man, and enjoy the time down there, all right?
Yeah, man, thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Bijan Robinson. Bijan. Mike said he got a touchdown. Talked about the incident with Drake. They came to his aid.
He wanted a piece. You want some of this? I want some of that.
He said,
Yeah, me too.
I ran over there. I did run over there.
remember the Hollywood Shuffle? You want some more?
You want some more?
I want some.
Coming up, we'll talk with Grant McCauley, our Braves back in action. All right, can we hit, please?
Time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Let's talk to Grant McCauley about what's going to happen with our Braves as they start a series with the Brewers. It's also Outcast Night, man, and that's pretty cool down there at Truist Park. Grant, tell me what we're going to get from Bryce Elder, and are we going to hit in this series?
I mean, these are questions that I feel like the answer is, if you shake the magic eight ball, it kind of asks you to check again later. Sources cannot confirm what we're going to get, I guess maybe the best way to put it. Either way, I haven't, you know, been able to shake that eight ball today to see what the Braves offense is going to do, but obviously they're looking to get things going, get more consistent, get over a weekend in which you had an opportunity to take a series from the Marlins, number one, which you needed to do, and maybe make up some ground on the Phillies, who continue to really not play well in the second half. It's at least left the door cracked for the Braves, if not the Mets, to kind of creep back into this divisional race. And that is quite a development, considering about a month ago, I don't think too many people were looking at it and thinking that the Phillies were going to cede too much ground just by the way they were playing. But putting that aside, yeah, the Braves offense has got to get going. And for Bryce Elder, I feel like he's shown some flashes here lately in some of his opportunities to miss a lot more bats than we've been accustomed to seeing Bryce Elder miss, and he's been delivering pretty good starts overall. One of them was kind of a mixed bag, I know, against the Cardinals, but if you can get a Bryce Elder that gives you quality starts every fifth day, I think you'll take that. But it does hinge, to go back to it, on the offense being able to deliver more than the three runs that he would allow by the dictionary definition of a quality start.
I know that we spent some time on it last week. I guess, you know, knowing how to use, you know, your skill set, because he doesn't have overpowering stuff, to get through the third or fourth time the lineup sees you. And it seems like the last start he was able to do that better.
Mm.
Yeah, I really think the third time through is the key, because the Braves bullpen is good enough. You're not asking too many starters to go that fourth time through anymore. And if you are, it's just typically that's a Chris Sale, Max Fried kind of discussion. I feel like those are the guys that you look at and think, all right, you know, who has the opportunity to throw maybe that eight innings, maybe that complete game? Obviously, Fried is kind of the guy in that regard. But again, I don't think you have to ask that much of Bryce Elder or really anybody else on the staff to go beyond the six, because if you get there, I feel like this is a bullpen that when you size up what clubs like to have when they get into October, this is a group that I think can do the things you need them to do, but you didn't get to use them very much last year because you were behind so much, obviously, by not hitting in the postseason. And that, of course, continues to be the question that we ask ourselves about every 72 or so hours. When are the Braves going to show up in the way that you expect them to show up?
Grant, any update on Money Harris?
Yeah, he's going to be starting a rehab assignment with AAA Gwinnett tonight. So that is a wonderful thing for the Braves. Of course, he's still got a little over a week, I guess it's 8 days that he's going to remain on the injured list because he was transferred to the 60-day. They were going to send him down to Florida, I think, to start this off, but there's been some storms and some problems down there. So he'll DH in Gwinnett for a few days, make his transition into the field, and hopefully over the next week, you know, they arrest here or there for him. He'll be able to rejoin this club by the middle of August, which Michael has told me has been his goal all along, to be back as soon as he could once he got moved to the 60-day IL. And that is literally the mid-portion, the midway point of the month of August.
So it'll come out to basically 2 months that we lost Money Harris. Can he hit the ground running, Grant, and do you still roll with Soler at first, or are you to give Money Harris another crack at the leadoff, or just not his spot?
No, I don't think you mess with it right now, but I do think that Michael Harris, you know, inserting him into that middle of the order somewhere, fifth, sixth, seventh, in that spot, could be meaningful for you as well, because you're still trying to sort out the rest of your lineup. But I think Soler is the guy for the meantime, unless or until he shows that he can't do it, which we've got a very small sample size running, but I know some folks were hoping over the weekend there'd be immediate results from Jorge Soler, though he did get a pretty big hit to help him win the Friday game. But that aside, that's the spot where I think they like Soler, and it gives them power at the top of the order, a guy that has been getting on base. Then you transition it into Austin Riley, Marcelo Zuna. Matt Olson's been swinging it better lately. That's a pretty good top four.
We're talking with Grant McCauley, guys, Braves Brewers tonight. As the Brewers, remember, we won two of three from them last time we saw them, which was last week. But they just lost, what, two games in a series versus Washington. So they're not playing that great either right now, right?
No, they haven't really, and it's been kind of a club that's, you know, gone through some of its own injury issues. They've lost Christian Yelich for what looks like the rest of the season to a back ailment. I think he's trying to weigh exactly what procedure he's going to have done and looking to get himself ramped back up for next year, but that does not help them right now, certainly. And this is a different Brewers club than we saw in recent years because they traded Corbin Burns to the Baltimore Orioles, so that was a change for them at the top of their rotation. But they still got some guys that I think know how to pitch. But offensively speaking, it's not exactly a group of world beaters. They brought in Rhys Hoskins for some extra power. He's been hurt and inconsistent, so that hasn't necessarily answered the questions for him. They're a club that is in a division that I think is favorable for them, but this is not one of the teams that you look at when you're sizing up those power rankings and you're trying to figure out how they fit in the top two or three spots. They are a club with some flaws.
You know, Grant, we were talking about this the other day, and just to get some clarification, when does Ozzy get back? Is it like literally the end of September, or is there any kind of rosier outcome where he can actually contribute earlier?
Well, Alex Anthopoulos, on his media call when they traded for Jorge Soler earlier this week, kind of indicated that Ozzy's trending for an early September return. That, I don't know if that means the very beginning of September, right, sometime before the 10th or so. But either way, I mean, the initial estimate was that he would miss 8 weeks with his fractured wrist. Ozzie, though, has shown in the past, even this season when he broke his toe, that he's a pretty quick healer. But wrist injuries can be tricky. They're not going to push it. But, man, if they could get him back with some significant time left in September, that would help, obviously, for the stretch drive and give him a little bit of time to get tuned up for when the Braves play the games they're hoping to play that matter the most, and those come in October.
All right. By the way, you getting a bobblehead tonight? Just curious. You getting one?
I got the bobblehead last year, okay, so I'm pretty good with this one. It's still in the box. I feel like it's a collector's item. Maybe I don't want to take it out too many times, yeah, but it's one of the best that they have put out. And the Braves, they do a lot of bobbleheads. I mean, Major League Baseball has really moved in this direction the past probably 20 years. This one, though, was one I didn't know I needed, but I'm glad I have it.
Do you collect them? Do you collect them normally? I mean, do you have a room full of them?
I have a pretty good collection of them because they will provide them to us when we make it out to the game. So yeah, that's always nice and always appreciated. I don't collect them in the same way. I am a card collector. Okay. I'm sure you guys have probably heard about that over the years. So I'm a big vintage card guy. Pre-1980s is kind of my wheelhouse. I'm really working my way through the 1950s now because when I was a kid, I could buy cards based on how many lawns I could mow. So I have been able to expand my coffers and start working on some sets I always wanted to have. So that's kind of what I collect. But the bobbleheads are certainly cool. And if you see any of the YouTube stuff that I do, a lot of them are in my backdrop in my office.
Is the Christy Mathewson where Grantland Rice and John Frick are in the background? Has that got some value?
I think so. I mean, John was there when, we don't know exactly if it was Abner Doubleday that invented baseball or if it came through different means. And we can just check with John, I think, and we could probably confirm, because if I'm not mistaken, he was here when America was founded, so he should be here when America's pastime was founded.
That's
true. Point.
Yeah,
that's true. A good point. All right, Grant, we'll see what the Braves do tonight. We'll see how Bryce fares. And again, there's a lot going on with guys making their way back. The big news, you said it, Harris Wright rehab start, and maybe by the weekend returns to the team potentially, right? Potentially.
No, he won't be back with the team until the 15th. That's the first day that he will be eligible for it. And that's when he went on the injured list in June. And so 2 months out of that, obviously, puts him right there in the middle of August. So he has a little over a week to get himself ready.
All right. Good stuff, Grant. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
All right. That is news.
I don't care.
Come on, John.
It was a top 20. And I said, let's make it 25.
I don't care.
That's news only because, Mike, it gives us a little glimmer of hope.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, you know, it's one thing to have money back. And, yeah, we're excited, but he's got to be able to hit the ground running. I mean, that's the same that goes for Ozzie if we're going to get that little bounce. I mean, one thing, and Grant alluded to it in the conversation with us, is, you know, San Diego, they spent a lot of money. They invested at the trade deadline. They've been doing that a lot. Diamondbacks are getting hot. It kind of reminds you like last year, right?
Yeah.
And the Mets have been getting better every week. So,
and by the way,
you got to maintain that number one seed. That's for darn sure, that wild card.
If in fact he makes his return when we think he will, which is what Grant was just laying out, eligible to return on the 14th or whatever, Mike, they start a three-city trip that starts Friday on the 14th. He'd be eligible to come back the 15th.
Right. So, 5.5 behind the Phillies, who lost their last game. So, guys, I mean, it's like the division is still attainable, but Carl and I've said it. There's no magic cure. Yes, we want to get the guys healthy, but the other guys have got to hit consistently. Some of those guys are starting to do that. Riley's been doing it. Arcia's doing it. Hopefully, Olsen keep doing it.
All right, what's going on with the latest potential trade in the NFL? Also, one star already out for the preseason, and we'll fill you in on what went down in Miami. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.